Good morning. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Lori. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to file for unemployment. I was just fired from my job this morning.
Okay, I'll be glad to help you. May I have your social security number, please?
Okay, it's 419-45-3665.
Okay. All right, can you verify your name for me, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name?
Okay, it's Sunny Jacobs, SUNIJACOBS. You said my date of birth, too?
Mm-hmm.
02-7-96.
And your mother's maiden name?
Amanda Cooper.
Okay, perfect. All right. So what's your preferred language?
English.
All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
All right. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
Did I what?
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, may I have your phone number, please?
334-504-8567.
All right. If we get disconnected, I will call you back, okay?
Okay. So you said what?
If we happen to get disconnected, I copied your number so I could call you back.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. And do you have a driver's license or a state ID?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's the state license?
10407514.
All right. And is this, what state is it in?
Alabama.
Okay. All right, so what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Math.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
A citizen?
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
All right. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. May I have your address, please?
It's 8023 South Main Street, Dozier, Alabama, 36028.
All right, you said, could you repeat that?
The whole address?
No, the zip code, I'm sorry.
36028.
All right. And it's Dozier, Dozier, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what's your job description? What did you do?
I was working at Wayne's Farm, Wayne Sanderson's Farm. I was a line lead, and then I transferred to sanitation. So I was on the sanitation third shift.
Okay, give me 1 second. Well, was this for the city?
Ma'am?
I mean, okay. What's the name of the company you work for?
Wayne Sanderson Farm.
Okay. And what did you do? Like, what did you do on your job?
I was a sanitation, so like I basically just pressure washed and cleaned machines after production got through.
Okay. So you maybe would a production operations work for you?
That'd be fine.
Okay. I don't want to put none. You'd be like, what on earth did she put me? Okay. So are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I mean, I'm looking for a job, but I mean, I just lost my job this morning. So, you know, I mean, I'm a single mother, and like I have 1,000 bills, and I just need help until I can find a job.
I understand. Don't take offense to it. It's questions I have to ask because we're on a recorded line.
Yes.
Okay.
Ma'am.
All right. So don't get upset. Do you obtain
yes,
work?
I'm just upset. I know.
I can't say nothing to make it better because I understand your frustration.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm going to do my best to help you with this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Do you obtain work through a union hall?
Do we what?
Do you obtain work through a union hall? Like, are you in the
a
union? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I was in the union.
Oh, do you have the labor? I mean, do you have the number and the name?
I don't.
Okay, I have to have that. Okay, so are you currently registered for school or training?
No, ma'am.
All right, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay, are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Am I available for what?
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yeah.
All right. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Like 50.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
No less than 18.
Okay. And are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So are you working, are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
All right. Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension from your employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between October the 1st, 2022 and September the 30th of 2023?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. Is this your checking or savings?
Checking.
All right. And what's your routing number and your account number?
Okay, let me pull it up for you.
All right.
Okay, my routing number. Are you ready for it? Hello?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm ready.
Okay, my routing number is 103-100-195.
Okay, and which is your account number?
689-123-357-022.
Okay. It won't let me accept that card. Do you have another number?
Is it Chime? It's a Chime card. Does that
Mm-mm.
matter?
It has to be a bank institute card. A bank
Oh, like
institution.
okay, so like Cash Out won't work or Chime?
Mm-mm. It has to
Okay,
be a
so that's why it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you can just do prepaid.
Keep
or
the
whatever the other
card,
card was.
the state
Yes,
card.
ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And what's the name of your separating employer? Who did you work for?
Ma'am.
What's the name of your separating employer? Who did you work for?
Like the name of the place?
Yeah, who'd you work for?
Wayne Sanderson Farms.
Okay, is it under a different name?
Wayne Farms.
Oh, 1 second. do you have a W-2 form or a W-2 form or a check stub?
Yes, ma'am. It's on my work day.
Okay. What does it say?
Hold on just a sec.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I mean, it says, what, the name of the place?
Yes, your employer. Who did you work for?
Yeah, it's Wayne Farms.
Wayne. Okay. I thought you were saying Lane. That's why I was, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. We got it. What's their phone number?
Okay, it is. Wayne Farms. It is 334.
Mhm.
897.
Mhm.
3435.
Okay. And what's the work city location?
Jack, Alabama.
Jack, JACK.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when's your start day and the last day that you worked?
My start date was July 11th, 2022, and then my end date was March
28th, 2024. Okay. You reported your last day of work to be during the current week. You will be required to report your wages for the first weekly certification. All right, so why are you no longer working?
Well, whenever I work third shift, so I go in at 12 o'clock at night and I get off at 7 o'clock in the morning. Well, my supervisor had told me to come to the office before I left, so I did. Well, she informed me that I was being wrote up for not properly cleaning my machine or something like that, and that she was taking 4 of my hours, you know, off my check, and that I also was being wrote up, a written counseling or something like that. So anyway, she wanted me to sign a piece of paper, so, you know, I was going ahead and signing the piece of paper. So anyway, she went over how many hours and stuff she was taking from me, and I told her that I didn't want to sign the paper because I felt like I didn't want to. I got upset when they wanted to take my 4 hours off my paper. I feel like they shouldn't be able to do that. Anyway, so she said if I didn't want to sign that paper, to give her my badge. So I gave her my badge. She said, told me to leave. And so that's what I did. Hello.
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 Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Hello. Hello.